I'm Devin Shrestha and I'm from University of Kentucky, and I do want to go to some basics behind our research. And we know that the effect of the energy losses from agricultural management practices through the greenhouse emissions and leaching losses have been broadly characterized in agronomic crop productions. They have been studied too much. Leisure extend in horticulture systems as the horticulture system is more diverse. We have organic high tunnel systems and conventional open field, and it's more diverse than the agronomic practices, but there are still very limited resources available in the nitrogen losses in the diversified horticultural production system. So in this project we are looking for the better understanding of the nitrogen and carbon inputs, outputs, and the key pathways driving agroecosystems sustainability in the horticultural based systems along a gradient of intensifications of the inputs. So what we did is we have the different systems from organic high tunnel systems and the conventional systems with different levels of inputs. So we are looking to we wanted to see the nitrogen leaching into the soils. We installed the lysimeters at 60 centimeter depth, and we replace at every 3 months, and we take the soil samples every 1 month, and we replace the resin bags at 7.5 centimeter and 22.5 centimeter and every month. We measure the loss of the trace gases, the nitrous oxide and carbon dioxide, into the air in 15 days interval. And up to this point, our research has been started in 2014, and we have the 1 year data. And what we see is from the preliminary data is the carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide fluxes measured during the 2014 indicate the higher nitrous oxide and carbon dioxide fluxes in the extensive organic system, which is the pasture-based systems, and the organic high tunnel system had intermediate carbon dioxide flux levels, and the lowest flux level was observed in the conventional system, that is, has the chemical fertilizer and pesticides as input. And another interesting thing is the higher fluxes of the carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide both in the summer season, and that gives declining rates through late summer and fall. And about the leaching into the soil, we measure the ammonium and nitrate through the lysimeter, ion exchange lysimeters, and what we got is the pasture-based system has a lower leaching loss of the ammonium and nitrate than the conventional and high tunnel systems. And when we look at a broader features, is we calculated the energy input and output, and the intensive systems have higher input-output ratio than the pasture-based extensive systems. It is almost 4 times. So when we see the results from the field scale, that have a very different picture, and we see as a system, then we got a very different picture of that. So after completing this project, we could say where the nitrogen losses occur and where the nitrogen kills in different horticultural systems. Thank you.